Track 1.8. Read and listen.
The Survivors. Cassandra Miller is a journalist. She writes for a magazine on different topics every month. Last month, she focused on the stories of some natural disaster survivors. Here are two of them.
I never forget that horrific scene. It was early in the morning. We were all sleeping. Suddenly, a strange noise woke me up. I heard water rushing up the beach, which was unusual. I went outside to see what was happening. I saw a big wave moving towards me. I rushed inside to wake my 6-year-old daughter and husband up. They needed an explanation, but I didn't have a second to waste. I just told them to leave the house and run away as quickly as they could. The moment the huge wave caught us, I felt hopeless. My husband was crying, my daughter on his back. It wasn't easy for him to run. We were going to die, but my husband didn't give up. There was a low wall. He told us to hold onto the wall tightly. We believed in what he said. Some people were trapped in their houses. We felt terrible about them because they were shouting for help. But it was impossible for us to go back. Some buildings were collapsing around us. We were lucky because we survived, but I still feel the pain in my heart.
I love traveling to different parts of the world for holidays. 5 years ago, I had a skiing holiday at a ski resort in Russia. I was having great fun there. However, things turned upside down on the last day of my holiday. I was skiing down a slope. Suddenly, I heard a loud noise. I stopped and looked back. A mass of snow was moving towards me. It was impossible for me to escape. I was helpless. When I opened my eyes, I had no idea where I was. When I became conscious again, I realized that I was buried under snow. I tried to move my body, but it wasn't easy. I tried to scream, but I couldn't breathe. Suddenly, I took one deep breath and screamed. I was freezing, but luckily, a rescue team saved my life just in time. When I opened my eyes, I was in a hospital. It took the doctors many hours to get my body temperature back. I was a real-life survivor, and I felt like a superhero. Now I know how lucky I am.